Hey guys, welcome again to your favorite podcast, Toss the K. It's your girl, KKK to the A to the Y, KK, double K. I know it's been a very long time. I have not been able to post anything on my podcast, but it hasn't been easy. And I posted some months back that I'm back for now and I went off again, but I promise you this time, I'm not going off. I am fully back and ready. I'm fully back and ready for you guys. So today, guys, I just want to talk about something. I've just been off for a while and I've been, you know, doing some things in my life. But today today is the day I said I'm going to come on my podcast today and talk about this particular topic. And I've been, you know, seeing all these things on social media and like, I have to talk about this. I don't know, many of you be single like me, single Pringle. So today it's for the single people. And I've talked about people in a relationship or relationship, I can't remember. But today is for the single Pringle. Single Pringle. Single Pringle. Today is for the single Pringle like me. So, yeah, you know, everybody's just loving up online. I'm like, why am I not seeing videos of people loving themselves up? I mean, not like I don't see, but most times it's, you know, white people I see online doing those kind of stuff. I do see black people, but not here in Nigeria. I know some, like Shingi is pro max, and everybody just is just struggling and just dealing with issues in their life. But why is it that the people are just loving up? Like, everybody is loving up. What's happening? So now I want to talk to the single people. I know we are going through a lot, so we're seeing things like this, and we're sad. It's not easy for us. It's not easy for us to see all these people loving up. I'm like, God, when? It's not easy, and it's not easy. I know most of us still. It's not like we're single. We choose to be single. It's not like we're not meeting people. There are some of us that we're not meeting people. We're not meeting the right people. We want to get out of this single ship, but we're not meeting the right people. And there are some of us that, like me, that it's not like we do not want. We choose to be single. It's like we're not ready for it. Just calm down. But today we're going to be talking about the advantages of being single. How does it feel to be single? Like, how does it feel? Like, for me, it's been nice since the day I just chose to be like, okay, let me just be on my own. It's been nice. It comes with the ups and downs, but today we're going to talk about the good side, no bad side. Today is what makes us happy. You get it? We're going to talk about the good side, the advantages of it. It's been nice. The advantage is nice. The way you're staying alone, coupled with your singleness, my dear, have you ever heard of that word they used to call pee? Pee? Huh? You experience it. You hear the word, but I'm not experiencing it. You experience peace. Okay, I wrote down some of the advantages of being alone, so I'm going to be talking about them one after another. Number one is freedom. Freedom is, you know, it's the first thing you enjoy when you are single. It's the first thing you enjoy. Enjoying your own company. You just be at home. If you're staying on your own, you be at home. Everything just sweet for you. You want to get up and cook with your business. You don't want to get up and cook with your business. You don't have anybody calling you and telling you, I need to do this. Let's go out. Mostly just during those weekend periods. You get in during those weekends. You don't have anybody texting you and telling you, babe, where are you? There's a new place in town. Let's go out. Babe, I want to do this. Babe, you don't have anybody texting you. If you're a girl, you don't have anybody telling you, yeah, fine, gang, let's go out, let's chill, let's do this. See, you want to go out, you not go out. It's not anybody's business, it's your business. There's freedom. There's freedom to look at anybody that passed. You know, yeah, you're gonna say, why do you look at this game? There's freedom to talk to anybody. You don't hear anybody telling you, why you talk to this person? Why you not talk to this person? Why is this person with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, see, extreme freedom. You experience extreme freedom. There's nobody telling you what you should do and what you should not do. It's just amazing. Secondly, we have peace of mind, like I said before. That was the first thing I said. Peace. Oh my God. Peace. Extreme peace. You would feel peace like the water. River of living water. You feel peace like no other. Nobody's troubling you. Nobody's going to trouble your heart. You know, people that are in relationship, you know, you have quarrels with your partner once in a while. And you know, during those times you guys are not talking, you don't feel good. If you feel good, there's something wrong with you. That means you don't love that person. if you are listening to me and you're in a relationship and you feel good when you and your partner are having an issue, then you don't let that person go, leave that person fast. But when you're in a relationship, you and your partner are having a misunderstanding, you guys are not talking, you don't feel good, you don't feel fine until you guys start talking, because that person is your favorite person, you get what I'm saying? Your favorite person, so you don't feel good. So if you are single, there's nobody troubling you at. The only thing that be troubling you is Nigeria. The only thing that be troubling you is Nigeria. Sapa, maybe you are broke, you don't have money. That's the only thing that will trouble you. Money is the only thing that will trouble you. Maybe family issues. Those things that will trouble you. Those things that will trouble you. But apart from that, nothing else. Like, you have extreme peace. Nobody's telling you, why are you doing this? Why are you not doing that? Wake up, babe, wake up. Babe, I want to do this. I want to do that. Babe, do this for me. Babe, do that for me. Why are you saying this about? Who is this person? You, there's peace of mind. Nobody's troubling you. You go to your phone, you scroll through it, look at people and laugh and tap, God then. Anyhow, you get it? You leave, maybe Instagram, TikTok, you go to Twitter, and it's not people's live, or you watch people insult each other. You know, nobody's telling you, why are you lying in your bed like that? Baby, get up now. Baby, let's go out now. There is peace of mind. Thirdly, chance to figure out your life. Like, if you want to figure out your life, being single is the best time. I'm not saying you cannot be on your life when you're in a relationship. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that when you are single, when you don't have any partner, figuring out your life, being single, when you don't have any partner, figuring out your life is the best time for that. When you are single, there's nobody that's troubling you. There's nobody that's telling you anything. You are just, say, if you want to focus on something at that time, focus on growing something. When you are single is the best time. You just focus on it. That your focus is on that thing. How to get this thing, a business, whatever, an investment, a goal that you want to achieve, a dream, whatever you want to do at that time. That single period is the time you get a chance to figure out your life. It's the truth. It's the time you get a chance to figure out your life. Because you cannot be in a relationship. I'm not saying you cannot be. Let me rephrase what I said. I'm not saying you cannot be in a relationship and figure out your life. But basically, you may not be able to be in a relationship and have a chance to figure out your life all the time. I'm not being like, you know, you would have a chance to figure out your life. But you cannot be thinking about your life all the time. You get it? Because your girlfriend is there or your boyfriend is there. You are quarreling. Instead of you to be figuring out how you want to put one business, or maybe you are trying to calculate something now, you are writing something, you are calculate what your customer sent you, or how many goods you want to buy, or what kind of thing you want to, what business you want to put, what amount of money you want to put in this particular investment. You are trying to figure that out. And your girlfriend is saying, "Get out, I don't put on your talk again. Leave me alone. We are done, my dear." You are calculating 100,000. Your money be going, is it 500k? Is it? Oh god, what did I do to this girl? Oh god. You are calculating, you're trying to get something. Next thing you're like, is this boy seeing somebody else? What is he doing right now? You know, your mind is in somebody else's problem. You're thinking about somebody else. So you won't have a chance to do that. Fourthly, we have time to financially be financially responsible. That is, your money is safe. See, this one, you guys should applaud me for this, because your money is safe. We women, my gender particularly, men, you're trying. I mean, I used to say, I wish I was a boy. Sometimes I don't wish I was a boy. Men, I raise my hand, my leg, I kneel down right now and answer for you. The creator tried. They now put that kind of responsibility on you. You guys are trying. I will not lie. You guys are trying. Because our gender, most especially the present Gen Z, the Gen Zs that are coming up, our agenda, they want to ruin you. They want to ruin you. Please, my sincere advice, you may take it, you may not take it. Please don't follow somebody that will ruin you. Please don't follow anybody that will ruin you. What I'm saying is, when you are single, your money will be free. You will not say, a baby will not tell you, baby, I want to buy one egg. I'm hungry. I want to eat rice. I want to eat this. I want to do this. I want to do that. Nobody is bugging you. I'm not siding with the men. I will side my side too, because we females, some of us should try. You get it? Some of us should try. I used to watch these videos on Facebook, or those what do you call them? Those prank videos on Facebook, or I don't know how they call them, but those long videos that you watch, the prank videos you watch, and all those things on Facebook. I watch them sometimes, and there's some videos I watch where a girl will be pending for a boyfriend. All these women, they used to ask straight to, they are doing a man's job, you know. You see a woman pending for a man. I killed you, maybe. And this one I watched, it was actually a prank, proposed to the boy, and the boy refused. He said that the girl was not somebody worth for him to get married to. They were just in a relationship, but not what he wanted as a wife. And girl was like, I clothed you. This clothes you're wearing, I bought it for you. I do this. I do that. I do this for you. I pay your rent. And still, you're doing this. I watched a lot of videos about those things. I'm like, those men, they try, they pay my rent, you do those things. You know, love can be... Love can make you do crazy things, is the truth. If you have ever been in love, and you have never done a crazy thing for anybody, my dear, you have never been in love, that is the truth. If you have ever been in love, and you have never done something crazy, you have never been in love. Nobody's born a stone. Nobody's born no matter how things are, nobody's born a stone. Even if you grew up with hard parents, you are not born a stone. Immediately, you find somebody that loves you, that the person is able to break that one in you, just shatter that one in you. My dear, you start doing stupid things. Be the man, be the woman, you start doing stupid things. So if you have never done any stupid thing in a relationship or when you're in love, my dear, you have never been in love. You have never experienced love. That is it. Period. Like I said, your money is safe when you are single. You are financially responsible. Now, the fifth one is self-care and getting to know yourself. When I mean getting to know yourself, what you like, what you do. You know, we change. That's where we are. We change. Change is constant. Again, we change. So, when you're single, you have that time to do that self-care. I mean, there are still people in relationship that, you know, they do these things together, you know, in relationship, you do these things together with people. But have you not seen, my gender now, you've seen people, girls, that they're in a relationship with this boy, and, you know, the boy made them like that. After a while, the guy start complaining, you're getting fat, you're getting this, you're getting that. Maybe they leave that relationship, but yeah, they're going to the gym, they're going to do self-care, they're taking care of their skin, their body, whatever, and, you know, before you know, the ex now be, oh, baby, you are sexy now. You know, when you get that sexy, I'll be like, oh, you are sexy, you're looking good. I want to come back to your life. You're not making anger. I don't do it again. I don't want it. But when you are single, you have that time to do self-care. You want to gym. You want to do exercise. You want to get your skin. You want to buy the best cream for yourself. Whatever. You want to look shiny. Not because you want somebody to be attracted to you. Yeah, probably me, especially. I can say that. I take care of my skin because I want somebody to attract it to me. Not for you to kiss me. Not for you to kiss me. But for you, this girl is fine. This girl is a fine woman. You get it? So when you're single, you have that time to take care of yourself. You have that time to get to know yourself, what you like, what you want. You know, there's time for all that. Sixth, we have... number six, we have chance for deeper friendship. You know, chance for deeper friendship. This particular one, you know, now... Presently now, a lot of people confuse friendship. You know, like my friend would say, you say, a man and a woman can never be friends. That was in the talk. But I feel like a man and a woman can be friends. Like, every relationship doesn't have to be sexual. If every relationship is sexual, that means you visit your mother, you visit your father, you visit your guy friend. Are you gay? Are you gay? No, you're not gay. So, every relationship cannot be sexual. Not every relationship is sexual. So, if when you are single, you have time for deeper friendship. You know, this is our present generation. Or should I say, this is our present time. Everybody wants to be with everybody. You cannot make small friendship. Small friendship you cannot make. If somebody is talking to you, you're already feeling like, this person wants to sleep with me. And even if you're like, okay, maybe the person doesn't want to sleep, let me give the person a chance. You see that maybe the person actually still wants to sleep with you. After giving the person a chance to be friends. Or maybe you won't tell the person, I just want to be friends with you. My dear, that friendship will not last for that person is already telling you. Not sex. But there are still some, you know, good eggs there. But the bad egg cannot spoil the good eggs. There are some good people out there that just want to genuine friendship with you. Maybe they like you at first and you just tell them, I can't do that. I just want to be, you know, single. I don't want to mingle. You get it? Oh, that works well. I want to single. I don't want to mingle. I did rhyme. But you meet people like that, like, I just want to be single. I don't want to be hooking up with anybody. I just want to be alone. You know, you see people that, okay, we can be friends. And you have deeper friendship with these people. You get it? And there are still those people that do friends with benefit. I still don't understand that friends with benefit. Somebody should explain to me what is friends with benefit. Because you had this conversation with somebody. And he told me, I want to be friends with benefit. I don't understand the friends with benefit. We're friends, fine. But the benefit part, I still don't understand. What am I benefiting? from you, because obviously you know what's your benefits. You want to benefit my body. So what is it that I'm benefiting from you? Oh, am I benefiting your body too? Because I don't want your body. You came because this is what you want. You're not coming for the relationship. You're not telling me that let us date. Maybe when we're dating, we'll be intimate with each other. This is not what you're saying. You're telling me I want to benefit your body. So what me will I benefit? English tire me. Oh, pretty what? What do I benefit from you, nigga? What is it I'm benefiting from you? Now, number 7, we have the healthy flirting. Ah, this one. You guys know now. You flirt anybody. You flirt with anybody. Like, anybody. You know, you are somebody, you might be just those late night vibes. You know, you be talking, you meet a fine girl online. And you just message her, she just message you. You guys just be vibing, you just be talking. You just be talking about, you know, you're just flirting with this person's flirting back with you. And you know, it's nice. You know that tomorrow you wake up and you're not talking to the person again. But for that meantime, it's just nice to get somebody to tell you, oh, you look sexy. Oh, I love you. Oh, I want to be with you. I want to marry you right now. You know, it's nice for somebody to tell you that. The next day you wake up and you're like, I don't have strength for that. But, you know, it's that moment is nice. You're like, I'm enjoying this. So, you know, you flirt with anybody. Basically, you flirt anybody. When you're in a relationship, you cannot do that. You cannot, Let your babe check your phone first. Or let your boyfriend check your phone. In short, for a man, anybody that is a friend, he's just my friend. They are not friends in their eye. You don't want to sleep with you, he's not your friend. Leave me know. Delete his number. But we girls, we like, everybody is a friend to us. Even though we know that this person wants to sleep with us, he's just my friend. You just like keep hanging. I don't know why women do that. You just hang out with a guy. And you know this person wants to sleep with you, even if you don't sleep with the person itself. You know, some of them want to sleep with the person, that's why they are still with the person. But you know this person wants to sleep with you, then you're just a friend. Ah, guy. Stay in the relationship. Let the person know if you're in a relationship. Or I have a boyfriend. I have dated somebody. I cannot be friends with you. Or we can be friends. Maybe, you know, define the friendship. Maybe the person is a colleague at work. It's not friendship, it's just colleague at work. But that kind of friendship that the person wants to be talking to you, wants to be chatting with him, but you know that guy, I don't want to break anybody's relationship, so I'm giving you advice, stay away. Stay with that person that come to snatch you from your man, or not even snatch you, just want to have a taste of what you are, and go, because that's what they want. Then, number 8, we have mature understanding of love. If you are single, you will get this one. Because when you're single, you start to understand what happened, what you did wrong. And you start reflecting on your past relationship. What I did wrong. Maybe I should have been more open. Maybe I've been more deep. You start understanding things. So that when you are entering a relationship the next time, you do better. You get it? You do better. You want to do better. You want to prove yourself. You know, like for me, I've understand that what I did in my last relationship or what I did in my past relationship is I did it for love. You know, before relationship, I was angry. I don't love again. I don't do again. Everybody get wrapped. I don't do again. But now I understand that what I did was love. Whatever happened then, it happened because I was in love. That is it. Full stop. No many talk. It happened because I was in love with this person. That's what happened. So I did not regret showing him love. I did not regret showing my partner then love. I did not regret that. And if when I get to fall in love again, I would not regret showing. I won't double it. I will double the love. You get it. So when you're single, you want to show love. You get much understanding of love. What you want, what you like, how you would treat your next incoming partner. You get a much understanding of love, which is a very good thing. Number 9, we have the overall control. Overall control, that's overall control of your life. Generally, from what I've been saying since, overall control of your life. You want to go out. You want to do anything you want to do with your life. It's your business. Nobody's business. You want to gym. You want to stay at home. You want to stay at home one day. You want to go out. You want to eat, you don't want to go out, you want to anything you want to do in your business, you have control of your life. You get it? That's another thing about being, another advantage of being single. Now, the last, but not the least, because there are lots more, but the last one on my list is learning to rely on yourself. When you are single, most especially for those people staying alone, this is most especially for you guys, those people that are staying alone, when you're single, you learn to rely on yourself, you learn to be happy, you learn to be independent. You're not depending on somebody. For a woman, doing this gender, my gender doesn't like to ask their partner for money. Babe, I want to shop. Babe, I want to do this. Babe, I want to do that. When you're single, you learn to rely on yourself. Sure, nobody's giving you money. You knock on your mama or your daddy, or maybe some of your few friends that you know that still dash you money. I beg, borrow me 2K. Dash me 2K. You know, you're still begging for 2K as per what Sapa is doing. But then you learn to rely on yourself. You become totally independent. And there are sometimes that you don't want to even beg. You're like, I beg. I don't want to beg now. I beg. You know what to beg. You go and beg your papa or you beg your mama. When you're in a relationship, you can beg anybody. You can tell your partner, that man is suffering. You will hear wine in your hand. You will want to eat and want to do this. I know a friend of mine that told me that, you know, they broke his heart recently. Then, not recently, but they broke his heart then. And he called me and we were talking. Probably wanted me, I don't know what he wanted me to do for him anyway. But he called me and he just wanted to talk to me. And I was like, okay, cool. And we went out. Went to talk. The guy was looking, drained. Relationship will do you bad. Relationship will do you bad. I would have said not love, but love is a good thing, my dear. God, love is a good, love is sweet. But love, then try and love, but relationship, they will break your heart. They will start being breakfasts. Breakfast with no sugar. That's what they give you. Breakfast that's not sweet. That's what they give you. So this guy was really depressed, and you know, he was telling me about how his ex-girlfriend then was doing him all sort of nonsense, and he was telling me how the girl would. He was buying everything for the girl, even to pad. I'm like, pad? He said even to pad. He bought literally everything. Everything. Like, the girl was like, babe, I'm hungry. In the morning, babe, I'm hungry. I want to eat. We send our money. In the afternoon, babe, I'm hungry. I want to eat. We send our money. Sometimes I send our money all the, for the food all throughout the day. The girl to transport, give me money. Anything the girl to do, give me money. To pad, babe, I want to see my period. I'm seeing my period. Buy me pad. Even when she's in her ass. I'm like, out of a relationship, that. You've been banked. She put money for your hand. She don't put money for your hand because not where she put the money. But you've been banked. They are just taking from you because that is not a relationship. What is that? That is give and no take. That is give. I know some people say, he's having sex with the girl, so he's taking. If you're that kind of relationship, you retire. What kind of take is down? Which kind of take is down? So, basically, I was sorry for him, but God help us. Now, that is the last on my list. For the old relationship series. Oh, sorry. For the old single ship series. I'm saying relationship. For the old single ship series. So, again, what am I going to say? Again, my dear, if you want to be single, be single. Focus on your single ship. Just for those people that are single today and single and not single tomorrow, please focus on your single. Focus on your single. Just focus on relationship. Be one place. Don't be jumping up and down. Be one place. Okay? Be one place. And yes, these are the advantages of being single. Being single, I put it to you today, but I say, being single is very nice. It is blessed. I don't know, maybe God laid his hand on that thing. It is blessed. It is really nice. The next episode, I'm going to be talking about the disadvantages of being single. Some of us will cry. But I'm going to talk about it in the next episode. And probably I will have a guest with me, but probably. Till next time, guys. See ya. Bye.